के जो हम डाले सच रन में श्री रोशना श्री company of angels are praising thee on high, and we with all creation in chorus make glad. All glory, Lord and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosanna spring. The people of the Hebrews with palms before thee, our prayer and praise and anthems before thee we present.
Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday that you have given us to gather in your name here and also online. During this Lent season, as we come before you to celebrate the Palm Sunday, blessed are you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ, you came to rule in our lives, not as a king, but as a humble servant, riding on a donkey. O Lord, the light of your peace shines like the dawn in our lives. Give us eyes in faith to see that Christ is present in our midst. You have covered your people in the finest clothes and the garments of salvation. Enter into our hearts, O God, this day with your glory, that we may greet you with shouts of praise like the children did during that day. We thank you for the time you have given us to gather here and also your presence in our midst, in our singing, in our meditation of the word, in our prayers, all that we make here today. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's our greeting of your able and Christian love. Thank you, Rich and Carol. Our responsive reading is taken from Psalm 118, verses 21 through 29. It is on page 840 in your blue hymnal.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord.
O Lord, we beseech you, give us success.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God, who has given us light.
Lead the procession with branches up to the forms of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will exalt you.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord,
who is good for God's steadfast
love endures forever.
The word of God for the peoples of God.
Thanks be to God. It's our prayer time now as we come before God as a church family to raise our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also this is a time that we share our burdens and concerns together and also share with God and lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in His promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. So let us share our prayers of blessings as well as our burdens at this time. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin. I have some boxes now on those items as we have more items are getting added. Some of the special call outs that we have to do is as we have shared with you, Martha is online. She had to start another series of chemo. So please keep her in our prayers. Anything you want to add, Martha?
No, just thank you for all the prayers. It gives me strength.
Thank you, Martha. We'll keep you in our prayers, in our regular prayers. Please remember Martha. And also Rich, he's still recovering from the COVID. So please keep both of them in our prayers. Yeah, Penny is continuing to recover slowly but steadily. I heard that she had started work to go to work part-time, so please keep her in our prayers. Are there any special call-outs other than continue to pray for Jean McBrayer? She didn't come here today. She was here last Sunday. So please keep her in our prayers to have her body strength and her limbs and hands and feet restored. Continue to pray for Ian as he's working in the military, in the front lines. So please keep all of our soldiers in our prayers, particularly during this war time. Pray for them and their families. Continue to keep Guillermo in our prayers also as he is continuing with his chemo. I haven't seen them today or heard from them any special notes. Okay, so we'll keep them in our prayers as well. Any special call outs from this list or any others?
I have a blessing. JD had a birthday Friday.
Oh, happy birthday, JD. What did you do?
Yeah.
Any others? Celebrations or any concerns? I know some of the names that I've listed there, anybody have any special that you heard from anyone in the list? I know Terry's mom, we have prayed for her, she's holding up well. And keep Robert in our prayers as he is traveling during this next couple of weeks. Let us pray for the people of Ukraine and also pray for peace in that area, that God will work through the nations and the leaders to bring some kind of a resolution to the problem. The people are suffering regardless, so a lot of people have been displaced, I believe close to 2 million now. Many of them are heading to the United States too, so we have to accommodate some of them as well. So please pray for our nation, our president, and the leaders of our country, our Congress, governors of the state, so that we can all work together during this difficult time to bring peace to this world. Please pray for our service workers, our trash workers, our mail and military, police, fire, delivery people, grocery clerks, farmers, many, many others, industrialists, that sometimes we forget these people, but they are the backbone of the economy that we are trusting them. So please keep them in our prayers for their safety and thank God for their services for us. If there are no other special call-outs, let us take a few moments in silent prayer. And then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that what you need. But seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come as a church family before your presence, to share our prayers of blessings as well as our concerns. Thank you for giving us this gift of life in this world. It is not our choice, but it is your grace that we are alive today and we are able to see one more day in our life. We thank you for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies to gather here and also online. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you gave to this world as the ultimate gift, so that we can all have eternal life. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. We thank you for choosing us to be your children, so that we can call you Father, and bring before you our burdens and concerns as well, Lord. Thank you for always listening to our cries and our pains and our groanings. Many of us are broken many different ways in our bodies, in our souls, and in our spirit. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, and we trust in that promise, Lord. We come before you trusting in your strength. When we are weak, We come before you when we are afraid. We come before you when we don't know where to turn to. Because you are our guide, you are our comfort, and you are our refuge when we need you, Lord. Thank you for always being there, guiding us. We lift all those names that we have named here and also those who have not been named, particularly the ones that asked for our prayers. We pray for Martha as she's going back to the procedures and the chemo. Bless her, Lord, with your presence as they do the chemo, and that it will be effective. She will be recovered completely, Lord. And pray for Rich as well as he's recovering from the rest of the COVID. Continue to bless them as a family. Give them your peace. We pray for Jean McBrayer as she is struggling with her health also. Strengthen her body and her hands and feet. Above all, we pray for strength in her spirit, and also give her the peace and her family also. We thank you for the continued progress on Penny's health. Be with her and strengthen her also, that she will be completely recovered, that she can come back and worship with us again. Bless the family also with your presence and peace. We pray for Guillermo. Give him your grace as he goes back to the chemo sessions. Bless them as a family, as Liliana has to take care of many things. Bless them, Lord, with your presence and your peace. We thank you for all of those who have been recovering from various illnesses, and also we pray for the families of those who are grieving. We pray for your peace and your presence will comfort those families, Lord. We pray, thank you for Ian and his service, and also pray for his safety wherever he is. And we thank you for all the soldiers who are fighting at this time, protecting us and also keeping peace in this world. We pray for their safety and their family's safety, and also give them peace during this time. We pray for the people of Ukraine, Lord. A lot of people have been displaced, lost their homes and their belongings. We pray that you'll bring an end to this war. And the Holy Spirit will deal with these leaders of the nations, that they can come to a resolution to bring peace to those areas. And we pray for those people who have been displaced and families who are grieving at the death of their dear ones during this war. We pray for your comforting peace to be with them and comfort them, and also give them the resources that they need to recover from this big problem that they are facing. We pray for our nation, our country, our president, vice president, and leaders of the Congress, and also the governors of the state and many others who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. We pray for your wisdom to guide them and give them the Holy Spirit to guide them to make the right decisions, Lord. We thank you for all the service workers, our military, our fire, our police, and grocery clerks, and many, many others, our mailmen, delivery people, and all of those who are working day and night to support us. We thank you for their services at the same time. Pray for their safety and pray for their families. We pray that you'll bless them, and we pray for us as a church, Lord. Give us the guidance as we look forward to another year, that to do your work in this community and this world. Help us to use our opportunities wisely and faithfully in all the things that you give us, Lord. Help us to be faithful in doing your work, to witness for you, for sharing your love and care and compassion to this world. Bless us today as we worship today, Lord. We thank you for all those who have gathered here today. Bless each and every one of us according to their needs, and also bless them with your peace as they go from this place. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, to lift up your name, to glorify you, Lord, and also that we can receive our blessings, that we can share that blessings to others in our lives. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offerings, please. Thank you. Let us pray. Scripture says every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of heavenly lights who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to give back a portion of what you have given us in this world. Bless this, your offerings, Lord, so that it will be multiplied and be used for the glory of your name and to spread the love and care and compassion to this world. Bless us, Lord, to be faithful in our giving of our money, our time, and our witness for the kingdom, so that we can be a living witness in this world as long as you give us life in this world. We thank you again for this time you have given us together, and bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we have a special now. Please remain seated, Richard.
I want to share with you the palms. This is one of the oldest and most traditional entrance to Jerusalem songs that we sing at this time of year. But in this translation, sometimes singers don't get the words across where people can understand. There's a very important concept. The beginning, oh yes, we are with the Hebrews as Jesus entered, and we wave the palms high. At the close of the song, though, we're looking back from a perspective of Jesus' resurrection and of Jesus' place in the world. And this author has captured the words of John, for John refers to the Word. The Word goes forth, and peoples by its might once more regain freedom from degradation. The degradation of sin and suffering. Humanity does give to each his right. The greatest commandment is to love others as we love ourselves. While those in darkness find restored the light. The reunion of the soul, the fellowship in Christ, the palms by Foray.
For all the way the green palms blossoms gay, pass through this day in festal preparation, where Jesus comes to wipe the tears away. Eve now throngs to welcome him, prepare, join all and sing his name, declare. Let every voice reach on and draw the nation. Hosanna! Praise ye the Lord! Bless him who cometh and bringeth right.
let every voice resound with acclamation. Hosanna! Praise be the Lord! Bless him who cometh and bringeth
salvation. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Wayne. The scripture reading is now, today is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 23 through 41. If you are able, please stand for the Gospel reading.
After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it, and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you are untying it, say, 'The Lord needs it.'" Those who were sent ahead went and found a colt just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They replied, "The Lord needs it." They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyously to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, the living word that came to this world to live among us in flesh and blood. Ultimately, he gave his body for us and his life for us so that we can receive your word to have life and spirit in us. Bless us, Lord, to receive your word with humility and give us an obedient spirit to obey what you command us to do. Thank you for your presence in our midst. Illumine our souls to receive the truth behind the words. Open our hearts and our minds as we receive the word, empowered with your Holy Spirit, that as we go from this place, we will be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and O Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Palm Sunday celebration is a very familiar celebration for the Christian church and also the world around, where we celebrate the entry of Jesus on a donkey to the city of Jerusalem. And this event is recorded in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. And since it is recorded by all of these Gospel writers, it has significance in itself that we need to pay attention to. If we read John's Gospel, he says that his disciples did not know what is happening, and they did not know or believe then, but after his death they remembered. We read that in chapter 12 of John's Gospel. So as we celebrate the Palm Sunday here today, let us not miss the point, like the disciples. Because the entry of Jesus to Jerusalem is very significant in the fact that the Jews were waiting for a savior to come and save them from the oppressive Roman rule. So they thought that this was the king. Then he chose to rode a donkey to Jerusalem, and they hailed him as the king. And then they started crying out, "Save us! Save us!" Hosanna means save us. So they were crying out for a savior to save them from the oppressive rule of the Roman government that they were dying to get out of. But the journey to Jerusalem on a donkey has a much more significance that they missed at that time. That's why the jubilant celebration of the Palm Sunday ended up with a sad note toward the end of the week, the same people crying out, "Crucify him." It happens in our lives many times. We are jubilant and we are celebrating a lot of things, ultimately not knowing what's happening behind. And going on a donkey is not very typical of a king. We expect kings to ride on horses and chariots in glory and majesty. Here, the king that they celebrated is riding on a donkey. And it's very important to understand why he did that. And first of all, we read that it happened because the law, scripture has to be fulfilled. In Zechariah, we read about, "Do not be afraid, daughter of Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." So, riding on a donkey, sometimes we feel like it is kind of weird and unusual. But it is not. If we go back and look at the history of Solomon, after David ruled, Solomon was anointed king. And if we go back and look at the anointing ceremony, the crowning ceremony of King Solomon in 2 Kings, we see that Solomon rode a donkey. And so that is something that struck me. The kingdom of God is not about the kingdom of this world. It's completely different. Many times when you look at what Jesus taught, the kingdom of God in this world was upside down, that we thought. The first will be the last. The lowly will be considered to be the chief among you. So God's kingdom is almost about the opposite of the world's kingdom as we know in this world. It is a king who comes to change the things around us, to bring us the kingdom of God, the kingdom of peace and love and joy. That it is not about the kingdom of power and might as we see in this world today. If you have a lot of bombs and military, you think you can take over somebody easily. That's what the kingdom of this world thinks. Amen. But the kingdom of God is saying, conquering people's lives with the passion of compassion of Jesus Christ and the love and care that he taught us to do. That is more powerful than any other weapon in this world. That is what the kingdom of God Jesus taught, to spread the love of God to this world who needs it. And we all need that every day in our lives. So the young colt, the donkey that represented, shows that the king is coming to spread the word of God, the peace of God to this world. And at the end of the celebration, we see that Jesus actually was not really celebrating. At the end, we see that Jesus was shedding tears. He was looking at Jerusalem and he was shedding tears. So the journey towards Jerusalem had the journey. There are two journeys that I wanted to bring to your attention in that. The one that he actually did ride on the donkey and went to the city. Then he took another journey from that city to the Calvary. So these, if you miss this journey of his journey to Calvary, you miss the whole celebration that you did from to the journey that he did to Jerusalem. So there is no journey to Jerusalem without the journey of Calvary. As Christians, we ought to know that. We like to be always jubilant and to celebrate. We like to be happy all the time. But there is going to be a time when we have to understand our situation and our condition in our lives and to repent and to be in tears, because Jesus is crying out for you and me because of our condition of our lives. It is not about what we have earned or what we have achieved in this world. It is about what God is looking at us today, and Jesus is going to be happy or he's going to be shedding tears because of the destruction that is going to come. And he was foreseeing the destruction that was coming for Jerusalem. And it happened. Several years after Jesus' death, the Romans destroyed the city and the temple. And the devil is always looking at the spiritual kingdom of God here, the church, to destroy it in various different ways. It may come through wars, it may come through, you know, rulers, it may come through various different systems that you never know. But as people of God, God is looking at who is going to be faithful to take the journey from Jerusalem to Calvary, where you will meet the eternal God who is willing to stay with you and to deal with you, your problems. And like I said, he was fulfilling a prophecy, and also at the same time, he was also looking and shedding tears, looking at Jerusalem. The tears have a very unique and very interesting thing in our lives, because there are different kinds of tears. When we are happy, we can shed tears. When we are sad, we can shed tears. And when you are irritated in your eyes, you shed tears. And believe it or not, I looked at these different ways of tears. We know that when our eyes are irritated, we can shed tears. And you don't have to do anything. It comes automatically. But when we are happy and when we are sad, those tears are different. They are not irritated eyes. It is irritated in your soul. And your eyes are expressing it. And believe it or not, they analyze the two tears, the different situation. The emotional tears and the irritated tears are chemically different. Did you know that? I didn't know that. One has more manganese than the other. And that's what they did. So the tears that Jesus shed was about the burden that he was carrying, in the burden of the sin and the burden that he was going to take up on the cross. That was the tears that he was shedding. It is not the pain. It was not the beating that he was going to take. It was not the crown of thorns. It was not even the death. It is the agony of a loving God that the world is going away from him to bring them back to him. And that loving God's tears are here today with us, drawing you and me back to him. As we celebrate the Palm Sunday here today, and the coming week, and we take the Lent season and reflect on our lives, let us look into our lives and see, are there any areas where Jesus will look at us and shed tears? Surrender our lives to God so that God can bless us and use us the ways that he wants to use and bless us in this world. So these are some of the things that we see in the scripture. Sometimes we take for granted and celebrate these Sundays and go over. But today, I wanted to bring the tears of Jesus before you, because the tears are still being shed by Jesus today, looking at the sin of the world. And he wept over Jerusalem because the people did not know who has come into their city. They missed the King of Kings, the King of Peace, and the Prince of Peace. They missed him, and they were turned against him at the end of the week, crying, "Crucify him." Jesus wept over the darkness that blinded their eyes, that they could not recognize him. Even today, we are blinded by many things and stop us from recognizing Jesus. A lot of times we think that our God is a distant God, somewhere up in heaven, sitting there not realizing what is happening here. No, he is an engaging God. He is here in our midst. He is close as a breath for each of us. As long as we come before him, He's listening to every groaning, every cry that we make. So he was actually weeping over the darkness that blinded their eyes. And he was also weeping for the city because there was a destruction that is coming. Jesus still weeps for the souls that are lost even today. He prayed like this, if you, even Jerusalem, had known only this day that would bring peace to you, but now it is hidden from your eyes. So meditate on the fact that we have a Lord who is not far off and removed. He is very near. He is the one who is touched by our broken hearts and who weeps with us, who suffers with us and goes through each situation with us. In Psalm 56, David says that you collect all my tears in your bottle. That was a very good expression. God is collecting our tears in a bottle. Do you think about that and how much tears that God will have with all the people's tears that he can shed? There is something that you can buy online called a Roman tear bottle. You can buy that tear bottles. This started as a custom in the Jewish tradition. When they have funerals, the invited guests will shed, when they shed tears, and many of them will bring little bottles and then collect those tears in their bottles, and they used to bury those bottles with the body. And the more number of bodies that you bury with the body shows that you have been a loving person, because a lot of people. But eventually it turned out to be that they hired people to shed tears. And they still do that in many places in Jewish custom. But the shedding of tears is very meaningful when we come before God, because God is a God who sheds tears for us. He'll be there in the pain. When we shed tears, he collects them in his bottle because he is going to be shedding his tears with us. Life is challenging. Children move away, people fall away from us, loved ones depart us, seasons change, and we grow older and weak and frail, and many times we feel like nobody really wants us and we feel rejected. He is present with us in every stage of our life. And every tear that we shed, he knows, and he counts them and he collects them. And he is present with us, and we can count on him. No matter what sorrow we face today, we can have confidence that he cares. We are not sure how huge a tear bottle that God will have. But we know for sure that every drop of tear that you and I shed are counted and collected by God. And he knows you and me by name, and he experienced the pain we are going through. So as we celebrate the Palm Sunday, go from this place knowing that there is a God who is going with us, collecting our tears and suffering our pains, no matter where we are. And he is going to be with us through this time. But are we willing to take that second journey with him to the cross? And that is what matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The closing hymn is 362, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4. 362. Please stand.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. My pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No pines flee, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me bright as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus.
People of God, go from this place celebrating this Palm Sunday knowing that Jesus sheds tears with us in our pains and in our sufferings. He knows every teardrop that you and I have shed, and He collects them in His borders. And go in peace knowing that He is with us during this life's journey. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.